the flames, they followed Joan of Arc. She came riding through the dark, no moon to keep her armor bright, no man to get her through this dark and smoky night. She said, I'm tired of the war. I want the kind of work I had before, a wedding dress or something white to wear upon my swollen appetite. Da 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 da.
Well, I'm glad to hear you talk this way. I've watched you riding every day, and there's something in me that yearns to win such a cold, such a lonesome heroine.
And who are you? She sternly spoke to the one beneath the smoke.
Why, I'm fire, he replied, and I love your solitude, I love your pride. Dust of Joan of Arc, and high above all these wedding guests, he hung the ashes of her lovely wedding dress.
The dust of Joan of Arc, and then she clearly understood if he was fire, oh, she must be wood.
I saw her wince, I saw her cry, I saw the glory in her eyes. Myself, I long for love and light, but must it come so cruel? Must it be so bright?